Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today, last verse of the book, verse 28. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 28 says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." Let me read it to you again. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." Now, to some, this may seem unnecessary to say. I mean, why would Paul say the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you? Isn't God always with us? Hasn't he promised to never leave us nor forsake us? Yes, that's true. But listen closely to what he says. He says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." We've been talking in the last few days in this section here where Paul says that we're to not quench the Spirit. And then he talks about the different things along that line. We've been talking about how we're to be led of the Spirit. Well, when we yield to the Spirit of God, he gives us grace. It's a gift. He gives us a grace for whatever it is he wants to do through us. So when Paul says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you," he's saying you choose whether or not you're going to receive his grace or the power that he wants to give you to do what he wants you to do, or you choose to reject his grace. And so when Paul was saying, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you," he was saying, receive it. It's always being offered by God. You need to receive it. It's by grace we're saved, correct? According to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For it is by grace that you are saved through faith, not of ourselves." It's the gift of God, not of works, and no one can boast. In order to be saved, we need God's grace to be saved. And we receive that grace when we believe the word of God and we receive by faith what God has offered us, which is eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ and his sinless life, his sacrificial death, his resurrection. We receive God's grace by faith. Now, God's grace is still offered to the Christian on a daily basis. That's why daily we need to lay our flesh on the altar, as we've been looking at, and allow the Spirit of God to be in control of our lives. And it is his grace that he gives us to live out the Christian life. That's why when Paul would write his letters to all these churches, he'd always say at the beginning, "Grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ." It's being offered. God's offering it. Paul's not offering it. God's offering it all the time. I've come to realize as I've grown in my knowledge of the Lord and his word that he's offering his grace to do everything. The Bible actually says that God will give us grace to give. You know, the Bible says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 about the Macedonian church in their poverty. God gave them the grace to give. God will give us grace to forgive. God gives us grace to have faith. He gives us grace to trust. Paul says, "May his grace be with you." In other words, God's offering his grace today. Will you receive it? "Well, I've already been saved, Jim." No. More than just grace for salvation. Grace for everything. Some of you right now might be living with a wife who's not really easy to live with. You're going to need God's grace. You're going to need God's power, the gift of his empowering to be able to live with someone who's hard to live with. Some of you might be dealing with a health issue, and it's really hard. You need God's grace. Oh, it's being offered on a daily basis. God continually offers his grace. He never stops pouring in our direction. We're the ones who quench it. We're the ones who grieve it. We shut off the flow, not him. God will never stop his flow of his grace to you. You just choose to reject it when you choose to sin. So folks, I want to say to you, don't quench the Holy Spirit's grace. Everything that he wants for you and I to do, and whatever way he wants us to live, the Bible says he will empower us to do that. That's why Paul prayed when he wrote about the church there in Ephesians. He said, "I pray that you'd have an understanding of the power that is available. That power that so mightily works within us. That same power that rose Jesus from the dead now lives within us." It's received by grace, though, on a daily basis. You need help in overcoming a besetting sin? You need God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Folks, as he ended his letter, I don't think it's any accident that he would say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, because he's been giving him a lot of commands through this whole book here in 1 Thessalonians. And at the end of it, he says, "Oh, by the way, if you're going to live this all out, you need God's grace. And I pray you receive it." That's what he's really saying here. He's not saying, "I hope God gives you grace." No, God's offering it all the time. He's saying, "I hope you receive God's grace." And that's my challenge for you today and my prayer for you as well. May you receive the grace of God. Tomorrow we're going to be in Proverbs, but then next Monday we're going to start 2 Thessalonians. Look forward to seeing you. Hope to see you then.